Joining me live in studio today is CEO of Lower Valley Energy. That is Jim Webb today. Jim, thanks for coming in. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, dude?
Doing well. Appreciate great. Your time. And yeah. We get into now the dog days of summer, August. It's hot, dry, and windy. And that can cause, for those of us not in the energy industry, cause some problems for you guys. Tell us what you guys are focused on right now.
Yeah, it does. And one of our main goals is quality of service. We try to provide the best service we can. We hate outages and blinks just as much as anyone else does or more. But this time of year, we have to follow the protocol of our fire mitigation plan, and that can impact the quality of service. So our number one goal, even above the quality of service, is public safety. And with fire danger and all the challenges with that, it can impact the quality of service, but we have to put public safety first.
So, Jim, take us into the engineering side of this a little bit. What is the concern? What could cause or what happens when it gets hot and dry like this?
So we monitor the weather, and when we get warnings of red flag days, what they call it, so that means it's hot, the humidity's low, the winds could be high, we have to do different precautions. So normally we have reclosures on our system, and they normally, if a branch gets into the line and it goes through, it will try to reclose and keep the system on. Or if an animal gets in it and momentarily causes a blink, it will try to reset itself so that we don't have an outage. But during our red flag days, with our fire mitigation plan, we actually have to put everything on a more sensitive setting. And what that means is that we put it on the reclosure, we change it so that it's not going to reclose, and we call it one shot. And so what that means is if a branch just happens to hit the line, it's going to be off. And our guys are going to have to come out and patrol and take more time to make sure there's not anything in the line that could cause a fire. So that means what would have been a momentary blink is going to be an outage, and we have to patrol and make sure nothing's in the line that could potentially cause a fire. And I'm sure everyone's, over the last few years, fires have been a big deal. They're getting worse. And some of them have been caused by utilities, and you see the big lawsuits and whatnot that come from that. It all started a few years ago with Pacific Gas and Electric, the Paradise Fire. I don't know, Duke, if you remember that one. I think, I don't remember the exact number, but I think 23 people died. It caused a lot of damage. What a lot of people might not know is that Lower Valley sent 3 trucks and 6 guys over to help with that fire. And it was good for several reasons. It was good training for our people, you know, so that we're ready to handle those kind of emergencies, and good training, but also just being a good neighbor and helping other utilities. But that really started it all. And since then, there's been several big fires. In Maui, Hawaii, I think that was last year, big fire there. So at this time of year, we have to follow a fire mitigation plan, and I can walk through real quick the steps of those. But basically, that's why this time of year, when we change the settings and we're in this mode, you might see more outages, and they might last a little bit longer just because we're following our protocol. So my main purpose today is make sure people know that. If it happens, we apologize, but we're looking out for public safety, making sure that we don't cause any fires, and trying to do our best to balance that fire mitigation with the quality of service.
Yeah, you know, even then, I know Lower Valley is, even with those circumstances you described, the outages at Lower Valley are pretty rare. And maybe speak to that a little bit, that compared to maybe other locations, how good of a job you guys do keeping the power on.
Well, thanks for saying that, but we take it very seriously. So once a month, we get together with our engineer and operations people, and we review every single outage, and we develop a list of what needs to be done, and we call it our outage mitigation committee, and we try to do what we can. So if we had one outage, we want to come back and make sure we've fixed everything so that outage doesn't repeat. So we take it very seriously. This time of year, you see our contractors out there. We beef up our crews to go out there. We're replacing underground wire. We're trimming trees. We're doing everything we can to try to make sure that we don't have outages and that we keep them to a minimum, because you know, the quality of service to our members is really important to us, along with the safety. So try to keep that to a minimum and do everything we can. And then also, we need everybody's help. So if you see something, say something. So please call us. You're never bothering us if you call us at Lower Valley Energy. If you see a branch that's hitting a line, or it looks like it might be ready to tip over into the line, let us know, and we put that on the top of our list, and we get out there and try to trim those trees. So a big part of our maintenance is doing tree trimming, and nobody likes it. We all love our trees. They just came through my yard yesterday, matter of fact, so I got some of my trees whacked, but they were up near the lines, and nobody likes it, and I don't like it, but we have to keep those lines clear of the trees so that we don't cause outages, cause fires, and cause bigger issues. So, but in our fire mitigation plan, just real quickly, and the last step in it, I hope we don't ever have to do, but people need to be aware of it. So the first thing is, I just mentioned keeping our right-of-ways clear of trees and things that can get in there. And then we monitor daily. We've got one of our engineers that his job is every day, check the weather, see if it's a red flag day so that we can follow our protocol, change those settings to more sensitive so that it's not going to clear itself. We're going to have to go out and patrol the line. So again, you might see a little bit longer outages. And, you know, blanks could happen and things like that, then we're ready to respond. But the last step is what we call, the industry calls, public safety power shutoffs. It can get to the point where we have to make the decision that this feeder, the fire risk is so high right now that we have to actually turn the power off. And last resort, hope we don't ever have to do that. But in those conditions, we have to make the tough decision of, is the risk at the point with the weather, the wind, the heat, how dry things are, how much fuel's on the ground, that we just have to turn that line off until, you know, for several hours until conditions change a little bit. Right now, in Eastern Oregon, where we're getting, I've heard you mention on the radio, that's where the smoke's coming from. Our power supplier, BPA, has had to kill some of those lines in those areas. So even if the people aren't affected by the fires, their power has been shut off. So number one, our power suppliers, both Rocky Mountain, PacifiCorp, and BPA, can make the decision that their transmission lines are at risk of causing fires because of conditions, and they can shut that off, which would impact us. We work not to do that, but it could happen. Lower Valley may make the decision from time to time that a certain feeder, which means, you know, we have substations, 18 substations, and then they're broken down into feeders, that we look at it by feeder. A feeder might have to be turned off because of the safety issues. And so I hope that never happens. And if we do a good job with the other steps of keeping the right-of-way clear and patrolling the lines and doing what we can, hopefully we can avoid that, but we have to take it very seriously. We don't want any fires that are going to injure people or a property, and do the best job we can to avoid those fires.
Lower Valley Energy CEO Jim Webb in studio this morning. Do you have parameters on how bad conditions have to get in order for you to start shutting off power? I mean, we're supposed to be mid-90s, like this weekend, hot and little breeze. I mean, is that obviously something to watch for, or how bad does it have to get?
Yeah. So the conditions we watch and what causes a red flag day has to do with temperature, humidity, and also the wind. So we've had a little bit of rain last weekend. We got rain in Star Valley and quite a bit, so that was good. That helped a little bit. But our Idaho service territory has been drier and hasn't had the rains that we have. And also into Wilson up by Jackson, we've had red flag days consistently. Right now, our Idaho part of our service territory is under red flag watch. But to get to the point of power shutoff, it would have to be imminent danger, just high winds. So along with the heat and humidity, very high winds, and then we would have to make the decision whether to turn that off. Now, we don't have any say with our power supplier, so if Bonneville says their lines are at risk and they shut them off, we're going to only have maybe a few minutes' notice. Or even Rocky Mountain, we're in the PacifiCorp service territory as far as the control. If they shut us off, they're going to give us a little bit of notice, but not much. So hopefully that never happens. we're trying to do our best to make that not happen. But to make that not happen, people may see longer outages and possibly more blanks just because we're operating the system in a more sensitive way, that it doesn't self-heal itself when we have to go out and take care of it manually.
Lower Valley Energy CEO Jim Webb in studio talking fire mitigation. Jim, always great to talk to you. Appreciate the information on this. Anything we missed?
No, thanks, Duke. And again, we need everyone's help. You guys, all of our members out there, you guys are the eyes for us. So if you see something, let us know. And if there's an outage, people always ask, should I call? Yes, call. And what we do, as you call in our dispatch, it starts to fill our outage management system, and it tells the guys what's out. And then the computer starts trying to guess who's out. And we've got a system now that will send you a text that saying that you're out, and we're on it, just so you know. But it doesn't hurt to call so that we know, and we can populate our outage management system, and we can get trucks rolling. So, but everyone's part of the solution. Let us know. And when we trim trees, we apologize, but we have to keep those lines clear. That's the biggest danger, is just trees and the lines. And not much we can do about the animals, but you see that we put up a lot of bird guard and stuff to try to mitigate the animals and getting in the lines also. But we appreciate everyone's help, and thanks for allowing me to come on and talk about this important issue, Duke. And anyone's welcome to call me if they have any questions.
That's Jim Webb, CEO of Lower Valley Energy. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on SVI Radio.